views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Get ready for a game changer. Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sarah will bring you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Now here's your host, Sarah Westall.
Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall, and you're listening to Conscious Business Radio on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Today, we are going to be talking all about charity and what are the best charities to give your money to. I know a lot of people at this time of year are looking for ways to donate because of tax implications, or they're just trying to change their whole way of their donating, looking for the best charities to donate to, ones that really make a difference. And this time of year gets people in that mode of trying to figure it out. Well, today I have a special guest. Her name is Joey Perry, and she is the co-founder of Latitude. And Latitude is an amazing company. They are only 6 years old, and they're a marketing and branding company. But what they do is they take 50% of their profits and they give it to charity. And they not only give it to charity, they are actually on boards of different charities that they work with, but they give it to people in extreme poverty to help lift them out of poverty. And extreme poverty is really, it's the worst issue that, well, a lot of people think it's the worst issue that we're fighting from a charity perspective. More than, 22,000 children die each day due to poverty. It's a pretty daunting number. And nearly one half of the world's population, that's more than 3 billion people, live on less than $2.50 a day. And more than 1.3 billion live in extreme poverty, which is considered less than $1.25 a day. I mean, I can't even imagine living on $1.25 a day. Your whole focus would just be on survival, which that's what these people are, and it's such a huge number of people. And here's some other statistics about this. More than 750 people lack adequate access to clean drinking water. Diarrhea caused by inadequate drinking water, sanitation, and hand hygiene kills an estimated 842,000 people every year. That is a crazy number. In 2011, 165 million children under the age 5 were stunted with reduced rate of growth and development due to chronic malnutrition. Preventable diseases like diarrhea and pneumonia take the lives of 2 million children a year who are too poor to afford proper treatment. What else is there? This is just awful. Here's a really interesting statistic. 80% of the world population lives on less than $10 a day. And I can't even imagine doing that. And the World Food Program says the poor are hungry and their hunger traps them in poverty. Hunger is the number one cause of death in the world, killing more than HIV and AIDS, malaria, and tuberculosis combined. So that's what makes what Latitude and Joey Perry so amazing is, you know, they focus on what they believe is the most important situation. And 50% of their money goes directly to aid, which is just amazing. And one thing that I want to talk about is how millennials are changing the way social entrepreneurship works. And, you know, Latitude is a great example of how, what social entrepreneurship is. And they're tackling all these hard issues and they're making a difference. And you see stuff like Tom's where they give one shoe for every shoe that you purchase, or every dollar purchase goes directly to aid. They have all these different creative ideas, but the difference between millennials and the, you know, older populations is they really feel empowered to make a difference. They, with all the connections that are happening, you know, with the internet and all the social media, they're so much more aware of the issues than we were when we were younger. And, you know, I personally, with my, when I teach at the business school here in Minnesota, the Carlson School of Management, I taught an entrepreneurial class this fall, and it's really amazing how much more inspired they are to make a difference. And they really believe they can. And so they're changing the way entrepreneurship is. Entrepreneurship is also, you know, making money and doing good work, but then also tying it into something of social conscience so that they can do both at once. And they just view business differently. It's a different paradigm on how, what they think business can accomplish. And Latitude is a great example of that, where they really believe that they can do two things at once. They're an amazing branding and marketing company, and their culture is such that, you know, because their mission is to lift people out of poverty, their culture is very different. It's a, the people they attract are genuine, hardworking people of integrity, and that shows in the work that they do every day. And their clients absolutely love it. They haven't lost a single client. Once a client signs up, they keep coming to them because the quality of their work is so high. And but they're also very price competitive, which is really interesting. So I it's just such a great thing to start 2016 and to look at such an amazing person and an amazing group of people doing really great things. And so I'm going to welcome Joey Perry now to the program, and we can hear all about what she's doing.
Hi, Joey. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I am glad that you decided to come because it's perfect. Your company and everything that I think you're doing and you're going to share with everybody, but it's perfect way to end the year and to get people ready for the new year. And let's first start with, what does purpose elevates talent mean? I see that as a slogan on your material. What does that mean?
Well, here at Latitude, we feel like, you know, having a greater purpose, something other than ourselves and money and, you know, all of that really inspires us to work harder, to do better, to serve our clients, you know, more, than we ever could before. I think it also helps us work better with each other, builds team, a team atmosphere, really helps us encourage each other. And then, you know, also I think, you know, you can have a talented person, somebody that's amazing, you know, at branding and market strategy, but you give them something other than themselves to work for. You give them, you know, you give them that thought of like, going into work today, I'm going to actually help save lives. I think it's amazing to see how that talent just goes to a whole nother level.
Well, what do you mean by saving lives? So you give a certain percentage of what you do goes to charity?
Yeah, we do. So when we started the company 6 years ago, Jeremy and Krista Carroll and I, we actually started the company after we went down to Haiti on an insight trip with a charity partner of ours. And you know, once you see extreme poverty like that, it affects you in a way that you really can't go back to the way you were before. So yeah, so after that trip and that experience, we decided that we wanted to start a company that donated 50% of our profits to nonprofits. Had no idea kind of what it would end up turning into, but 6 years later, we've donated over $2 million to people living in extreme poverty.
Well, that's really incredible. So how do you make sure that that money is going directly to the people and it's not a charity that doesn't use their money wisely?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. Some people might say we're annoying donors, but I don't think we are.
That's great. I like that you're an annoying donor.
we're very involved, let's say that. But we do. We have certain requirements with our charity partners. And right now, we really have three main partners that we work with. Healing Haiti is one of them, International Justice Mission, and Opportunity International. We basically, you know, the key is to team up with partners that are working to create sustainable outcomes and impact, you know, not dependable ones.
So you don't just give them money and food. You're actually creating a way for them to provide for themselves long term.
Yes.
And get themselves out of poverty.
Absolutely. And, you know, we look at operating expenses. We need to be able to engage with our partners. We need, you know, regular communication on the impact that we're having with the money that we're donating. We need to see tangible reports, you know, photos of the people that we're helping, stories of the lives that are being changed. And then we also travel down to Haiti several times a year. I just took a trip in July with International Justice Mission to India, but we want to actually meet the people that we're helping. So yeah, we're super involved. Jeremy and Krista are actually on the board of Healing Haiti. So yeah, we definitely need to see exactly where the money's going.
Well, that's incredible. So your company itself must be doing phenomenal to be able to have that much profits that you can then give away.
Yeah, it's been a pretty incredible 6 years. You know, we started out with just four people as purely print production. And, you know, really, honestly, we've just evolved into this full service creative agency as our clients have demanded more and more services or asked if we could, you know, do more and more for them. We've evolved into this full service creative agency. And I think we've been able to prove ourselves with the work that we do and the impact that we're having with our charity partners. That's definitely something that our clients like to hear about and get involved in. But, you know, some clients, it's not something that's super important to them. But in the end, we have to provide the best service and the best work to grow the business and continue the impact that we're having abroad.
Well, how does your greater purpose of using your profits to help others show up in your work for your clients?
I think that the purpose definitely is, you see it every single day that we come to work. It's what motivates us to get out of bed, to come to work those long hours, to serve our clients, you know, better. And we're also actually able to share that with our clients. So we send out monthly impact mailers, and we actually, you know, every month we're sending this to our clients. And so it basically reports back all the good that's, you know, happening in the lives of people living in extreme poverty. And then they feel like, you know, they're invested in that too. And they realize, oh man, you know, that job that we did with Latitude last month, that, you know, that, that actually helped somebody in extreme poverty. So it's cool to see, you know, to see them inspired by that as well.
Welcome back to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. And before we dive right back into our very fascinating interview with Joey Perry, I'm going to talk about the 2016 New Year's resolutions that I have compiled up on from the internet. And I'm going to talk 10 to 1. Okay, number 10, get organized. Just about everybody needs to get more organized. Number 9, help others become less selfish and help others through volunteerism. Learn something new. I think we all could learn something new. I'm constantly learning something new. I love to do that. Get out of debt. I need to do that. I need to work harder at that. I hope other people work hard at that as well. There's less stress when you're out of debt. Quit drinking. If you're a big drinker, of course you need to look at doing that. Enjoy life more. I mean, we're only going to be alive once, I think, unless you believe in reincarnation. But you should enjoy the life that you have. Quit smoking. Of course, if you're smoking, quit now. Don't smoke. Tame the bulge. Number 3, over 66% of adult Americans are considered overweight or obese. So please look at taming the bulge. And speaking of that, Fit in Fitness, which is evidence or it's important to be able to tame the bulge by being fit and exercising. And the number 1 New Year's resolution is spend more time with family and friends. Recent polls conducted by General Nutrition Centers, Quicken, and others show that more than 50% of Americans vow to appreciate loved ones and spend more time with family and friends this year. Make plans to meet up with friends for an evening of fun with people you love. It's important because you're going to regret it later in life if you have not done that. So here's to awesome 2016. And let's get back with Joey Perry from Latitude.
Well, how are you competitive in your pricing?
Oh, super competitive. We have to be. Most of our clients,
your clients still are pretty demanding on price because they have to be too, right? To run a business. So you must run a really efficient, well-run machine to be able to donate that.
Yes, we have to. And most of our clients are bidding out with multiple, vendors. So, our pricing is definitely, something that, we have to be competitive on. I mean, are we always the cheapest on everything? Probably not, but I do think that, our clients also see our track record and the service that we provide. And, I really truly believe that most of our clients would say that, we're more like partners, not vendors of theirs. We really like to come in and, serve them wherever they are in the process and really become a part of their team.
Well, you've had zero client turnover. Why do you think that is? Do you think your charity, do you think the higher purpose just kind of infiltrates throughout your whole company and you have a different mindset?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's no doubt about it. When you're working for something, working for a higher purpose, it affects you in every way. And it definitely, makes us strive to be the best and serve our clients to the best of our ability. I mean, ultimately we know the better service we provide, the happier the client will be and the more business we'll get. And in the end, that means we're able to help more people. I think that, again, some clients really love to hear about that impact and then they get invested in that. We take our clients on insight trips, with us as well. Some of them, have been to Haiti 5 times.
Excellent.
Yeah. It's amazing to see, how it changes their lives and gives them purpose every day too. So, I think that, again, we really work hard to become a part of our client's team and just be somebody that they can depend on and rely on.
And you've done this in 6 years. I mean, you've given $2 million in just 6 years and a startup on top of that, which is incredible. So one thing I've read is that you eliminate ego in your office and everywhere. How does that help you serve your customers better and your employees and everything?
Yeah. Well, it just, when you can remove the ego and maybe put yourself like, I'm not the most important thing when I go to work every day. I mean, my clients are, and ultimately the people that we're helping. So I think that, and the main thing is we come alongside our clients wherever they are in life and in their job. And if they need us to, create an entire, concept of branding or a branding exercise, we can do that. Or if they literally are coming to us with, a print job, we can do that. If, they need us to help install a fixture or display, we can do that. So we basically will come alongside our client wherever they are. Ultimately, and actually, I think this might be something that I heard from Jeremy Carroll the other day, but I thought it was great. I mean, we want to eliminate the things that keep our clients up at night, and we want to create those things that make them want to jump out of bed in the morning. I mean, we get invested with our relationships with our clients, for sure.
You just treat people really well. Are people kind of at first, when they first start working with you, just kind of almost perplexed because you're not what normal business is? I mean, you're kind. It sounds like you're kind. You just do great work. You do what you say. People aren't worried that you're going to take advantage of them. Your profits actually go to charity. I mean, at first, do people kind of, are they kind of in, just kind of confused, yeah, really fascinated by you?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe they look at us like, you guys are nuts.
I think it's incredible. I think it's great.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people are definitely, they stop in their tracks and they're like, wait, really? 50%? But they, it's incredible to hear, their stories.
You're still making good money though, because if 50% of your profits go, the other 50%, so even the owners, you're still doing quite well.
Yeah, we absolutely are. I mean, nobody here at Latitude's in it to get rich or anything. And that's fine. Like that's obviously not what motivates us, but, we are doing fine. And I mean, we donate 50% of our profits to people living in extreme poverty. We invest back into the company so we can grow the company, hire more people, make more money and donate more money. So, it's been really amazing and inspiring to see the reaction, that people have had in the community to our company. I mean, Minneapolis is such a creative city, and it's amazing how how many people have heard about Latitude and want to work here at Latitude and want to do business with Latitude. So it's been super inspiring and humbling too.
Well, it's just incredible to have that kind of a culture and environment. But my question, since you have seen a lot of things around the world, first I want to ask you, have you thought about charities in the United States, or are you pretty much looking at elsewhere because of the extreme poverty difference?
Yeah, I mean, our main focus from the beginning, or our focus from the beginning, has been extreme poverty, and so that's really where we've gone in terms of our giving. But what has also been, I think, super amazing to see, and since I was there from the very beginning, we started Latitude. We knew that we wanted to be based in Minneapolis. We knew that we wanted to do our business here. We knew we wanted to team up with, you know, print vendors here. So many of them are family-owned businesses, small businesses, and they've been our partners, for the last 6 years. So it's been incredible to watch as we've grown, watch these family-owned businesses grow and add jobs to their companies and add equipment and all of that. So I feel like through our company, and yeah, we tend to focus on extreme poverty and charities in that area, it's been amazing to see the impact we've had here locally in the community.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So when you look at charities around the world or problems around the world, what are you seeing is the biggest crisis that we are facing? Like, what's going on?
I think, and I've always like had an interest in human trafficking or anti-human trafficking, but going to India this year in July was super eye-opening. I mean, I have traveled a lot, but I've never been to India, and I was just really kind of overwhelmed by the experience in good ways and bad ways. But I went with one of our charity partners, International Justice Mission, and they are an incredible organization. They focus on basically ending violence against people in extreme poverty.
Taking advantage of people who are
in extreme poverty. Yeah, I mean, it's so sad, but it happens everywhere, every day. And we went to Chennai first, and we went to the field office there of IJM, and they focus on bonded labor. So essentially it's slavery is what it is. And it was incredible to see the 65 people that work in the field office, how they operated as a team, and how humble they are. And they they've got people that build cases against people that are holding people in bonded labor, and it goes from the investigation to the rescue mission to the aftercare and setting these people back up to live on their own and live in freedom. For some people, it's the first time in their entire lives. For some people, it's been 5 years, and it's families living in, on rice mills against their will, or brick kilns, and it's children, and it's incredible to see. And when we were there, there was actually a rescue mission the first morning we got there. And by the end of the day, they had rescued 8 families, so 30 people from a worm farm of all things. But it was amazing. When we first woke up, we heard about this rescue mission starting, and then by the time we went to bed, we heard that, eight families, 30 people have been rescued.
It doesn't end there, right? They have to be trained or helped through the process of learning how to be free, right?
It was incredible. So that was day one. And then day two, we actually went to one of the universities in Chennai, where they hold basically like a 3-day workshop for people that had recently been rescued. And it was actually probably about 50, 60 people. And it was day one of their workshop, and they have to learn how to be free. A lot of the people that are put in these situations are people that, like, tribal people and people from the lower caste, and so they've always been treated kind of as if they don't exist. So it's even before they were actually maybe put into the situation where they were in slavery. It's almost something that they've lived with their entire lives. So they're taught basics from, how do you interact with your wife, and your children, and how do you have a healthy family, to hygiene, to, setting up jobs and skills and things like that. So it was pretty incredible to meet the women and the men and the children, and then hear success stories too. They brought people that had been, you know, probably 3 years out of their bonded labor situation. And it's great to hear the success stories. One of the guys, you know, has his own business now, and it's just motivating for the people that are, you know, probably a month out of their situation, and they can see, like, this could be me in a year.
You are listening to Business Game Changers, and we need to take a short station break.
The 24th annual WOW Conference, United We Change the World, is February 11th through the 15th. Featured guests are Dr. Christine Page on Creative Dragon Energy. Dr. Susan Shumsky will show you how to awaken your third eye. And Mira Kelly will present a two-day intensive workshop on Beyond Past Lives. Join WOW for intimate, experiential, life-changing workshops and evening presentations that will inspire you. You can choose 2 half-day workshops and receive 1 half-day workshop for free through December 31st. Join a supportive community of women on their journey to discover and develop their passions and purpose in life. Women of Wisdom is the place to be. This February 11th through the 15th, go to thewowconference.org. That's the WOWconference.org to discover all the diverse offerings WOW has to offer you.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a 2-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, this is Sarah Westall with Business Game Changers, and we're talking to Joey Perry from Latitude, and here she is now.
Well, and you are going and you're actually getting it done. You're really helping these people have the means to solve this. It's like you're getting right to the core of what needs to be helped. Are you feeling that the money is... obviously there needs to be more money these purposes, but are you really feeling like there's been a huge amount of progress with the money that you have donated, or do you feel like it's just kind of like you're throwing pebbles in an ocean?
No, you know, I think that's a really good question, because I felt when I first, my first, very first trip to Haiti, when we were just starting this whole thing, and it was day one and we were on the Healing Haiti water truck in City Soleil, which is the poorest slum in the Western Hemisphere. You've got 300,000 people living in this area with no access to free, clean water, no sanitation. And you're filling up buckets of water, and you know that the line of people waiting for water is a lot longer than the amount of water you've got in that truck, and all the children, you know, without parents and stuff, it was hugely overwhelming and a little hard at first. But I don't know. I think that I just realized, I mean, at first I was like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna have to sell a ton of print to even, you know.
I better go get working.
What am I doing here? But man, you have to realize too, if you help one person or if I help one of those people on that line or two of those people, it's totally worth it. But I do feel like we're having a greater impact than that. And I think that what we're doing is the easy part, you know, writing the check and giving it to the people at International Justice Mission or Healing Haiti. And they're the ones that are doing such incredible work and the hard work. And I think we're just lucky to be able to be a part of that and see it and come alongside them. So,
well, being in that every day, day in and day out is probably rewarding, but yet also demoralizing it too, right? I mean, it's a combination of feeling great about what you're accomplishing, but also it would just be so incredibly difficult.
I know. Cause there's always going to be someone else that needs help. The second part of the India trip was to Mumbai, which have you ever been to Mumbai?
No, I haven't.
It's incredible, but there's 22 million people that live there. And I'm coming from a city like New York, and I thought New York was big and loud and crazy, but 22 million people, over 50, like something like 54% live in slums in the city.
Oh, yeah.
And they focus on the sex industry and human trafficking, you know, mainly underage girls. And
pretty young girls, right?
Some really young girls, yeah. And I think what was inspiring is that our first stop was actually to meet with one of the police, you know, generals or whatever, one of the head ups in the police department, to meet with him with some of the IJM staff. And it's incredible to see International Justice Mission coming alongside people in the community and the police force and the judges and training them. So instead of, you know, IJM going in and doing the rescue missions, they're really working on training the law enforcement and the judges to do this work and be proactive. And they've had incredible success. And obviously there's a ton more people to help, but they're definitely seeing changes and in a good way. Like actually the ages of the girls are not quite as young as they used to be. So that's progress, even though.
Yes, it is. You have to look at it like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, IJM has an aftercare program for the girls. So once they're rescued, they're teamed up with, caseworkers. And so these caseworkers, they'll work with them for 2 years. They'll work with them for 6 years. However long it takes to help these girls become restored, they do that. And so we actually were able to meet some of the girls at one of the homes that they're in during their transition. And then we were actually at a graduation, that's what they called it, ceremony for about 8 of the girls that had been in the program for anywhere from, again, 2 years to 5 years, who basically, you know, one was going off to law school, one was working in a jewelry company. So that was inspiring to see these girls that have come from a horrible situation kind of on the other end.
Well, it's just incredible the difference that people are making. What do you think is contributing to the problems, the structural problems that are out there?
I mean, every place that we go, it's different. You know, a lot of people ask me after I got back from India, was it a lot like Haiti? And it wasn't at all. And both my first trips to both of those places, I had no idea what to expect. But, you know, India was a little harder for me because it just seemed so complicated. Because I mean, the sheer number of people and, the number of people that are in slavery, or in the, or being trafficked. It's complicated because you've got the caste system, which technically is, you know, illegal, but it's so ingrained in the culture and it's so very much alive. And then you've got the religious, you know, differences, and then you've got the political corruption. So I think it's just a combination of that. I think a lot of it is in Haiti, especially it's the corruption of the government, and the lack of infrastructure. It's been pretty amazing. Like, we were in Haiti before the earthquake, and then we were there, like 2 days before the earthquake, and we've been there, you know, multiple times since, and you're starting to see progress, but, it's just so slow.
Well, it takes a long time because you have to structurally change the government. You have to change culture. You have to, I mean, there's a lot of pieces to the puzzle.
Yeah. And, you know, and it's funny because you also have to realize we don't want Haiti to be the U.S. I mean, we've got so many of our own problems.
Oh, we do. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's one of those things where you have to realize when you go into, certain areas or certain countries, you can't look at it from, your American lens or whatever. Cause there's so many amazing things about India, the culture and.
Yeah. You don't want to change their good parts of their culture. It's just the corruption and the things that hurt people.
Yeah.
And the United States, we have, and not just the whole Western world, we have this idea of going in and trying to make people like us. And that's not what we're trying to do.
No, not at all. We shouldn't be.
Or maybe they should make them, we should make ourselves more like them in some ways.
I know.
The humility, ego stuff.
Yeah. I mean, that's so true. Like even when we go, to the water truck and again in City Soleil, like the children there, they're children. They're laughing. They're playing and they're playing with, Barbie dolls with one leg and no clothes. And they're playing with,
They don't care.
No, they don't. Like they make their own kites out of, plastic bags and some sticks and, they're incredibly inspiring. They really are.
Well, I remember when we were younger having a lot less than we have now, than the kids have now. And we used to be a lot more creative and just creating things.
Oh, yeah. And the iPads or the iPhones and all that. It's amazing how, some of my friends with kids that are 1 year old, like how they know how to use an iPhone better than I do. It's amazing.
It is. They just grow up differently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they throw tantrums and you take the phone away from them. So, it's a different world. You're absolutely right.
So what can people do? I mean, how can people help this, help this be better, help things keep moving in a great direction that you are leading and championing?
Well, they can come work with Latitude or, either work with us, work for us. They can also, hopefully we'll inspire, more companies to do what we're doing. And I feel like I've heard that in the community, other companies wanting to talk about how they can give, if it's not 50%, that's fine. But, just make that a part of your business model, is some kind of social, initiative to help people.
Well, have you gone around and helped people set up companies or talk to people on how to set up a company that can be a social, a development company like this?
Yeah, Jeremy and Krista Carroll, the owners of the company, or Krista's the owner, they absolutely have. They're very involved in the Minneapolis community, and so they speak at a lot of events. And yeah, companies have come to us and asked how they can do some kind of similar model. So yeah, absolutely.
Because I think there's a huge opportunity for that. I teach entrepreneurship at the Carlson School, help students learn how to create businesses and stuff. And I think that having you go in to the business school and just talking to students about this would be absolutely empowering and motivating for these students.
I think it's amazing if we can get people at that point in their lives, if they can go ahead and start thinking about it now. And I don't know, have you found that, I guess that generation, it seems to me that they're kind of looking for that too.
They right? are. There's a lot more.
It. Yeah. I think that's hugely inspiring. Let us know when we can come by.
Well, I think having a purpose to what you're doing where you think that you're making a difference, I also think there's a lot of people in middle age, they get to a point of their career and they feel like, nothing I do really matters. What am I doing? I'm working hard. I'm collecting crap. I'm just keep schlepping along. But if you feel that you have a purpose to what you're doing, your whole life becomes you just feel better about everything.
You do. And then, I know that was a huge motivation for Jeremy and Krista. They've got 4 kids now and they wanted to be able to, obviously providing for a family is hugely important. And that's great, but they really wanted to, they wanted to teach their children something more that, you can work for more than just a paycheck. And they actually brought their children on some of the insight trips, like to Nicaragua, they went, with Opportunity International. So I think it's really great to, expose kids, to the kind of work that our charity partners are doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. And how can people learn more about this and get hold of you?
Well, they should go to our website. That would be the first place, latitudeelevates.com. And then we're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We also have Wednesday coffee hours at our Minneapolis office, so 8:30 Wednesday morning. Anybody and everybody, they're more than welcome to drop by.
And what do you do in your New York office? Because I know my radio show actually airs out of New York. And so you're going to have some people from that area that's going to be hearing about this. Is there any events that you do out there?
You know what? We're definitely a smaller office, but we should start something like that. But they should definitely contact us through the website because we have people from the Minneapolis office coming there all the time and are always welcoming anybody that wants to drop by. Our office is in such a great location, too. It's, if you're familiar with New York City, 29th and Broadway. So a lot of our clients like to stop by and work from there in between meetings. And so it's definitely an open door.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, then they can learn. And I know a lot of people are trying to figure out how to do something like this. And I just know through my classes that's what they just don't know how to go about it. You know,
I know it seems, just kind of overwhelming. Like, where do you even start? But I don't know. I think everybody's kind of craving to be a part of something, you know, bigger than themselves. So if anybody has any questions or, would just like to kind of throw some ideas about some ideas around, they should definitely get in touch with us because Jeremy and people on our creative staff and Krista and myself, we'd love to help anybody.
Well, that's fantastic. Thank you so much. And you're such an inspiration to so many people.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. Have a wonderful holiday.
Thank you. You too, Sarah.
Thank you.
Okay.
We have to take a short station break. We'll be back in a moment. Thank you very much to Joey Perry for joining us today. It's such an inspirational thing that they have going on. And speaking of inspirational, if you go to my website at sarahwestall.com, I have a clip, a video that shows the world in 200 years and 3 minutes. It is absolutely amazing. I actually sent it out for my New Year's card a couple years ago, and it just shows how much the world is actually improving over the last 200 years. So I know we have a daunting task ahead of us, but since 1990, extreme poverty has been cut in half. So people are making a difference towards, you know, making a dent in what's going on. Not just a dent, a huge difference in what's going on. And if you watch that video of the, you know, the 3 minutes, 200 years in 3 minutes, you will see how much we really are making a difference over the last couple hundred years and how technology and education and just having a world economy is really bringing a lot of people out of really desperate situations. And so it is an uplifting message that you can make a difference. But speaking about making a difference, you have to be really, really careful on what you do and where you give your money, because there are a lot of places that aren't very good that you can invest in or you can, you know, give your money to. And so it's just important that you're very careful. And, you know, there's thousands of wonderful, wonderful charities that you can give to. But you need to look for financial transparency and make sure that, you know, you look at, you know, specifically what you want to look for is what, you know, what they're spending their money on. You want them to protect your privacy. If you're giving them a significant chunk of money, you don't want everybody under the sun knowing that you're doing that, especially just because everybody will hound you. And the not so good, the bad people will hound you too. You want to know how they raise money. Do they pay huge fees to professional solicitors? So much of their money is going to outside people. And then what percentage of money do they spend on direct aid? Are they actually spending it on marketing and advertising and all these other things? Or are they really giving it to the people that need it most? You know, there are thousands of charities out there. And if you want to see what ones are good, there are three big watchdogs that rate them and look into things that you can find on the internet. And one is the Better Business Bureau, BBB, Wise Giving Alliance. Another one, Charity Navigator. And another one is Charity Watch. And the BBB, Wise Giving Alliance has a lot of local, they have about 10,000 local charities that they also rank. So if you have a local charity that you want to give to that just are not known in general, the BBB Wise Giving Alliance more than likely may have what you're looking for. But there are other options too. You can give to like fundraising federate, you know, through a fundraising federation like the United Way, which screens groups for you. So you can give to an organization that'll look for ones that will be giving a large percentage actually to aid. But you can evaluate a charity yourself by looking at its annual report, the audited financial statements, their IRS form 990, which includes things like the salaries of the group's highest paid employees. So are they paying somebody $4 million, you know, to run their charity, which is actually, it's laughable, but it's happening out there. You should be able to find these documents on their website. And if you ask for them, you should be able to get them. If they refuse to give it, obviously you do not want to give them your money. And there's some other advice that GuideStar gives people. It's a charity organization, and this is, or it's a watchdog type organization. This is what they say to look at, and I agree with. I think it's good. Verify tax exempt status. Make sure that they are truly a charity. Also, make sure that they give directly. It's important that these charities give directly to what they're supporting. Of course, make sure you request privacy for yourself. And then be on guard for sound-alikes, because some really low-rated charities have names that resemble those of high-rated ones. For example, there's the low-rated Parkinson Research Foundation. That's not good. And they're doing it off of the high-rated Parkinson's Disease Foundation of New York. And so people are, they're taking names and twisting them, and they're not good charities. But there was speaking of not good charities, there was a year-long investigation done by the Tampa Bay Times and the Center for Investigating Fraud, and they found the worst 50 charities in America. They actually found 6,000 charities that are using outside sources to get revenues, which when you do that, that decreases significantly the amount of aid that you can give directly to the people most in need. But they found 50 of the worst ones. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit about this, because it's important that you know how to stay away from them and what they're doing. And they found the worst ones by looking at state and federal records. And what they're doing is they're mimicking or adopting popular causes in their names. And it's fooling people, and they're raking in just a ton of cash each year. And the thing is these charities give less than 4% of the money that they raise. Some of them are giving none, which is crazy. But the worst charity that they found was the Kids Wish Network. And it's a twist on the legitimate charity called Make-A-Wish, which is a great charity. But this Kids Wish Network is just raising millions of dollars, and they're doing things like, you know, they're lying to their donors on where their money's going. The owners are the ones that are running the charity are taking multiple salaries. They're secretly paying themselves consulting fees, and they're arranging fundraising contracts for their friends. I mean, these are a lot of what these companies are doing, including this Kids Wish Network. There are other organizations that have really great sounding names that aren't real, like the Children's Cancer Fund of America, which is listed number 9 as the worst charity, and the Cancer Fund of America, which is listed as number 2. But this Kids Wish Network, which is considered the worst one because of the amount of money over the last decade that they've funneled away from or just to themselves and raking in money just to reap rewards personally. Every year they spend less than 3% of the money that they raise to actually help kids. And most of it just goes to help themselves. And in the past decade, they have channeled nearly $110 million donated dollars for sick children to its corporate solicitors. So $110 million just to themselves. And another $4.8 million has gone to pay the charity's own founder and his own consulting firms, which is just crazy. And let me give you a comparison. The real one, the Make-A-Wish Foundation, is is the one that's really great. And they have raised, just one chapter in Florida, raised $3 million. And of that $3.1 million, $1.8 million went directly to kids to give them the wishes that they, you know, granting wishes. But that same year, the Kids Wish raised $18.6 million, according to their tax filing, and it spent just 240,000 granting wishes. That's 1% of the money that was raised. But what makes it even more of a joke is the money that they give is they gave handouts and gift cards to hospitalized children, and then they donated coloring books and board games to healthy kids around the country. So they're not even doing what they say that they're going to do, and they just do that so they can still qualify as a charity. And there's another charity that is just absolutely crazy. This one is this. You should know the name. This guy is Rick Bowen, and the name of their charity is the Youth Development Fund. And this is considered the number 12th worst charity, if you can believe it. There's 11 more worse than this guy. And over the past decade, they raised nearly $30 million from donors, promising to educate children about drug abuse, health, and fitness. And about 80% of that money went directly to the solicitation companies to, you know, pay the people who are raising the money. But the rest, most of the rest of it went to this guy making scuba diving videos starring the founder, the charity's founder and the president, Rick Bowen. So he pays his own for-profit production company about $200,000 a year to make these videos. And they air on local television channels, and they're doing deep-sea diving. And they don't even mention the Youth Development Fund. So this guy is just completely taking advantage of these people. It's really sad to see what some of these people are doing. There's another American Breast Cancer Foundation. Gave it's Joseph Wolf's company, actually Phyllis Wolf is the founder of it, and she paid her son $18 million in telemarketing fees to raise money for this charity. So just crazy. These people are doing this to just make a buck for themselves. And where if you go to my website, I'm going to have the link to the 50 worst charities that you can find or that they found, and all the different the list of the different things that they found on these guys. And, you know, it's important to get this out there. I mean, they should be publicly shamed for what they did or what they're doing. And I guess there hasn't really been any kind of year-long or detailed investigation like these people did. So it's a great resource to make sure you stay away from them. And you can get fooled easily because they'll make comments when they call. They'll make comments about how, you know, these children are really in need and how you'll be really making a difference in the life of a child who's dying from cancer. And then they go forward and not even do that with the money. Most of it goes to them and then goes to coloring books for healthy kids. So you have to be really careful where your money's going. But like I said, go to my website at sarahwestall.com and you can see the list of the 50 companies that are bad. And then I also got the links to the different charity watchdog groups that you can go to. Look for really great charities and consider donating directly if you can. If there's some, you know, people in need, or if you know somebody that works in Haiti, or even, you know, contact the Latitude Group and Joey Perry. She has open office and she loves to talk to people about this. Maybe you can help donate to their cause, because you know it directly goes to people who are the most in need around the world. And I think that is the most amazing thing you can do, is give it directly to people who need it the most. And when you see 22,000 people dying of hunger each day, 22,000 children dying of hunger each day, you know how desperate the situation really is. And giving your money directly to people that can help them directly will save lives and make a huge difference in a lot of children's lives. I mean, if you're giving $5,000 a year away, that can help a significant number of people directly versus giving it to somebody else to pad their pockets or whatever. But if you can give it to elevating people out of the worst, the most dire situations, you can really make a difference. And like I said, go to my website at sarahwestall.com and look at that video. It is absolutely uplifting of seeing how the world is changing and how we're really making inroads and an impact into changing the lives of so many people around the world. And I don't think there's anything that can illustrate how great and how far our world society has come than this 3 minutes of 200-year video that I have posted on my website. So take a look at that. It's probably one of the most inspirational things I've seen. But I hope everyone has an absolutely wonderful 2016 and you make it the best you can for yourself and become prosperous and happy along the way in your journey. So for now, everyone have a wonderful day.
You've been listening to Business Game Changers with host Sarah Westall. Tune in each Monday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, as Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in Mondays at 12 noon Pacific time and learn more about Sarah at sarahwestall.com today.